Well, hello. I know this has been a long time since the last show, but I hope you haven't forgotten about me and about the show and about everything. But hi, this is Radio Oscillator number. I forgot, I lost count of it. I'm Marcos Hassan, and that, of course, was the unmistakable band from Akron, Ohio. They're Devo. From their album Question. Are We Not Men? Answer, We're Devo. The song's, of course, Mongoloid, and it's one of the greatest bands, the greatest punk albums, pre-new wave bands, etc., etc. You should know them. It's a great band, and it's a classic album. You should own it already. But if you don't, or if you wanted to hear the song, I'm playing it for you. So, hey, I know it's been a long time, so sorry. I'm in the middle of updating a lot of stuff from the blog, including this very radio show I'm recording right now. And, well, expect a lot of things to come, but expect all those things, sitting down and drinking your coffee and relaxing, because I don't know when it's all gonna be. Well, I've been busy. What do you want from me? Well, anyway, here's the show, and of course there's a lot of different eclectic music, as you may know if you have heard the other shows I have done. There's a little bit of everything, a little bit of well, a lot, and well, one of the things is that this show, I noticed it by while recording the Spanish version of this show, is that I didn't intend it like this, but this show starts more like with conventional songs and easier, and then it grows a little more obtuse and a little more aggressive and a whole lot more difficult. So bear with me, it's all good music, it doesn't matter if it's heavy or loud or annoying or whatever, but it's all good, and you should take it, because music is not just for whistling around the streets or whatever. Well, I'm gonna play this song from... Well, I'm gonna play a lot of songs, new, old, every style, singer-songwriter, and with melody or heavy or noisy, or I don't know, a little bit of everything. And well, this song I'm gonna play right now, it's a little melodic goodness for all of you. This is from their new album Living with the Living. This is Ted Leo and the Pharmacist with the song Colleen, and this one goes to Jade. Okay, here we go. This is Radio Oscillator.
Never to be crown queen, never an evergreen, floating above the scene, still as a figurine, expressionless, so serene, but I know it makes you scream, so don't you run out of steam, I know you're calling. It's been all messed up since the very beginning. So tough, people think that you're winning, and everyone wants something from Colleen. Colleen, perpetually between what is and what could have been, floating through your routine every day since you were 15, and as rosy as you make it seem. You see, while they work you like your machines break down, but you can't break the rhythm. It's too late now, so don't break the rhythm. And everyone wants something from Colleen. Colleen, if ever you walk into a dead end,
Thank you.
there. Well, that was Casper Brodsman Massacre. Casper Brodsman is, of course, the son of Peter Brodsman, who is, you know, a sax player, reeds player from Europe. Well, he's the purveyor of European free jazz movement, along with Derek Bailey and Evan Parker. Evan Parker and Stehan Van Inck and Mats Gustafsson recently. Of course, Casper Brodsman, this is from his album Black Axis, and the song's called Tempelhof. Well, this is a great guitarist. He plays more with texture and with timbre and with layers of sound more than with notes or whatever. I mean, he does use notes, but more like layers and textures of a way to build, I don't know, like, it's not exactly songs, but dirges, maybe. Well, anyway, he's a great guitarist, and I hear a lot of influence from the whole New York metal, post-hardcore metal scene. I hear a lot of Paige Hamilton's influence on him, and a lot of Tommy Victor from Prong's influence. And actually, Casper Brodsman did record with Paige Hamilton of Helmet at some point. And well, the album's called Sulu Time. I haven't heard it yet in its entirety, but I will tell you how good it is or how not good it is. But it sounds really interesting. And so far it sounds good from what I have heard. Well, and that was Casper Brodsman from the album Black Axis. Before Casper Brodsman Massacre, we heard Yoko Ono. Yes, the Yoko Ono. From her Plastic Ono Band album. The song's called Greenfield Morning, I Push an Empty Baby Carriage All Over the City. As you can hear, I've been in a Yoko Ono kick lately. I have been listening to this album a lot, and you know, she has been a great influence on a lot of music, and like no wave or like crowd rock. I mean, vocally she really influenced Damo Suzuki of Can, for example. There's also this bootleg going around of a show where the Boredoms opened for her, and there's a point where she gets to do a screaming battle with Yamatsukai, and they say it's very impressive. I haven't heard it, I haven't seen it, but if anyone has it, this bootleg, and would like to share it with me, I would greatly appreciate it. And before that, it was Ted Leo and the Pharmacies with the song Colleen from their album Living with the Living. I saw it a couple of hours ago that I went to the mall. Don't ask me why I was at a mall, but I saw it at the record store there. And so it's already out, and it's really good, as you expect from Ted Leo and his pharmacist. They're not capable of doing an okay album. They always do a great album. And in case you didn't hear it, hi Jade, this is for you. I'm dedicating this song to you. Well, on with the show. Now I'm gonna play a little something from a super group. And this one's a real super group. None of that bullshit that Audioslave, that Velvet Revolver, that kind of crap. Those are not super groups. This is a real super group. On guitars, it's Thurston Moore. On drums, Chris Corsano. On reeds, is Paul Flaherty. On pedal steel and vocals is Heather Lee Murray, who you might know from Charlam Bites and Tarpestula, etc., etc. She had like a million bands. And I forgot his name. I've never known his name because I can never memorize anybody from that band, but he's from the No Neck Blues band, an amazing band, and I played him on the very first show of Radio Oscillator. And well, all these guys conform this amazing League of Justice kind of group. They're called Dream Action Unit, and this is from their album from 2006, one of the best albums of 2006, without a doubt. This is from Blood Shadow Rampage. on Volcanic Tongue. It came out on Volcanic Tongue. This is Dream Action Unit playing on track 3. Sorry, I don't have the track list with me here. So bear with me, you're gonna love the music. It doesn't matter what title it has. So this is Radio Oscillator. Well, this is Dream Action Unit on Radio Oscillator.
Thank you. through our tongues to sing the song about it. Held our breath for too long till we're half sick about it. Tell us what we did wrong and you can blame us for it. Turn the clamp on our thumbs, we're so dull about it. And tell us all about it. We're so dull about it. How about some credit now? Credit is due for the damage that we've done. We have wrought upon ourselves and others with this slow, ambitious gun. And although pratfalls can be fun, encores can be fatal. And then I hear you say, thank God it's fatal, thank God it's fatal. Not shy. Not shy and fatal, not shy and fatal. Thank God. Thank God it's fatal, thank God it's fatal. Not shy. Not shy and fatal, not shy and fatal. Wait just a second now, it's not all that bad. Are we not having fun? Making mountains of handkerchiefs where the mascara always runs. So be careful when you're done. You're bound to get pussy, no? What did I just hear you say? Thank God it's fatal. We don't want to hear the sound of a door. No, we don't want to hear the sound of a door. You know the kind of sign you hang on a door saying we'll be back, what a crack. Now don't you think we might have all that before? Yeah, don't you think we might have all that before? Bored holes through our tongues to sing a song about it. Held our breath for too long till we're half sick about it. Tell us what we did wrong and you can blame us for it. Turn the clamp on our thumbs, we'll slow down about it.
Down.
Okay, that was Dream Action Unit from their Blood Shadow Rampage album from 2006. I actually owe you the title of the song because I don't have it. Sorry, they shared this album with me without the title, so sorry, what can I do? Well, after Dream Action Unit, the supergroup, as I told you, we heard a little bit of Rotten Sound from all the way from Finland. This band plays grindcore, but the good kind of grindcore. They're really great. They're really grating and grinding and abrasive and obtuse and angular, if you will. And they're really good. This is from their album Exit. It's their last full length album. The song's called Burden. They actually released an EP in 2006 called Consume to Contaminate. And well, this EP is like 10 minutes long. Don't worry, the actual full length album is like 15 minutes long. Nah, it's actually like 20 or 20 something. But nevertheless, it's a good album. It's good. Grindcore, you don't need 3 hours of grindcore. Most of the time, you get tired of it anyway. But this is a good band, and it's a great band, and I hope you enjoyed this little bit of Rotten Sound. They're coming to Mexico in April, and you know I'll be there. What else? Okay, afterwards we played Andrew Bird with the song Heretics from his latest album, which is called Armchair Apocrypha. I really don't know that much about Andrew Bird, but I do like him. I do like this album. It's a good album. I can't compare it to anything because I haven't heard anything else, but it's a good album. It's full of good songs, well written, and you know, you heard it. Great melodic melodies, yeah. Yeah, right, melodic melodies, yeah, sure. Well, that was a little pleasant for you. And then afterwards we played White Zombie. Yes, they are the White Zombie. The thing is that most people know them for songs like Thunder Kiss 65 and More Human Than Human stuff, but actually they have a really long career. There's a lot of people who think that their first album was Last Exorcisto, which included Thunder Kiss 65 and Black Thunder and a bunch of other songs. And that album's more metal, of course. It's very metal. Back in the day, there was no discussion that they were metal, but actually they started in around 82 or something, and they played this post no wave kind of music that linked them both on stage and stylistically with bands like Sonic Youth and Life's Call and The Swans and etc. etc. A lot of bands from New York coming out, and well, they played this really noisy, dirty, how do you say this? I'm trying to say, like, they didn't put a lot of effort into playing. They didn't play a lot of notes, if you heard them. They were more into, like, going out and exploding. Actually, they're the band that... the only band you can compare them to... not, like, compare them, but, like, you put them, the two and two together. It's Pussy Galore. If you listen to them, they have the same kind of like ineptitude to play the guitar, but at the same time it's really grating and upfront and very dirty and disgusting, and but at the same time it's very visceral and very great. It has lots of attitude and stuff. Actually, Sonic Youth used to play a lot with them, and they used to love them. They said that their early stuff was amazing. And in Nirvana, on interviews, Kurt Cobain actually said that his favorite guitar albums were made by White Zombie and Scratch Acid, so there you go. Then afterwards, they kind of evolved, and then they had like a lot of changes, especially with guitarists, so they their sound started to change, and all of a sudden it became like they started to incorporate more like the metal sound, which culminated in Last Exorcisto and Astro Crypt 3000, their last album. Well, of course, you know that I'm not gonna go there, actually, but anyway, I don't think it's very good. Rob Zombie's fascination with Al Jorgensen wasn't very good for the band, and that's what ultimately broke the band off. Of course, he went on to pursue his dream of becoming Al Jorgensen and failing, during the process, and also selling out big time, trying to be a sort of a semi-scary kind of dude, and then going out and directing this low-grade movies, whatever. A lot of people like them, a lot of people don't. I haven't seen them. I'm in no hurry to see them, really. I'm just very bitter that he broke up White Zombie to do that stuff. But anyway, I really like White Zombie a lot. They were one of my favorite bands back in the day when I was with my former band, and I actually like all their different faces, their different eras. And well, this song called Shack of Hate comes from their magnificent album entitled Soul Crusher, which was released on vinyl and unfortunately never got reissued, neither on vinyl or on tape or on CD. So, and it was a limited run thing, so it's very hard to find nowadays, but it's a great album. It's an amazing, it ranks over there with Last Exorcisto, actually their best album anyway. But there's good news about this, because it was announced earlier this year that there's a box set coming out documenting everything White Zombie has ever done, so I'm really looking forward to that box, and I'm really going to do my best to get it. Well, anyway, here's more music, and I'm gonna leave you with The Wizard. Here we are, and try to stick your fingers in your ears, because this is gonna be a little painful. Here they are. Here's Borbeto Magus. This is Radio Oscillator, and I leave you in the hands of two geniuses, accompanied by great musicians.
Yeah.
these people include what's his face from Enslaved and other people from the Norwegian extreme scene. And well, the thing about the importance of this album is that it's one of the heaviest, I already said that, but the thing is a lot of people are focusing that the title of the album is it has a lot to do with Lou Reed's classic anti-hit album Metal Machine Music. A lot of people have said that they're just superficial nod to the Lou Reed album, this naming of the Jazz Gamer album, but I think that it runs a little deeper, because there's a lot of similarities, both that it's both a joke and something serious, and well, I don't know, and it's a very extreme I don't know, reaction to whatever it's going on. I mean, to this one, Metal Music Machine, I think it's a reaction to metal, to what's going on with the heavy music scene right now. Well, this is an excellent album, and it's amazing. I really, really think it's a big statement, and Lasse Marhog is a genius within the noise scene, the worldwide noise scene, and I don't know, check it out. I already ordered the vinyl, and I'm really excited to get it. So in the meantime, this was Friends of Satan. I ramble on a lot on the Spanish version of the album, and I'm not gonna ramble on here, because I think I smell a writing coming on. I smell I wanna write about this and talk about this more explicitly, more so than this radio show, because I'm watching the how many minutes the all my yapping is taking from this show, and I'm feeling a little self-conscious about it. But anyway, it doesn't mean this album is amazing and this band is amazing, and if it made you blink, it made you shut your eyes to take it, all this music in, don't worry, this is very difficult music, so don't feel bad about it. And before Jazz Gamer, I told you, Don Dietrich and Jim Sauter, these guys are known as Borbeto Magus, and from their album Bunch of Hair That Long from 1992, the song's called One for Tram. And well, speaking of stream, right? They're an amazing band, and well, get anything you can by them. They're spot on. Whatever you pick from them, it's amazing. I said, talk about stream. This is one of the most stream jazz, free jazz things you'll ever get. Well, anyway, I'm gonna play a song, and this is a live version of a song I truly love. It's one of my all-time favorite songs, and it's also probably my favorite live version of this song. I leave you with their majesties. I leave you. Actually, I'm gonna leave this guy introduce them to you. Okay.
King Crimson.
Scream for more.
Okay, on that last block of the show, we heard first we heard the likes of King Crimson playing 21st Century Kiss of Mine, one of my favorite songs of all time, with the it's not the original lineup, because actually the original lineup is Giles Giles and Fripp. But anyway, this is the In the Court of the Crimson King lineup, and I have to tell you, I don't know if it's my favorite lineup of King Crimson. But actually, the thing I like about King Crimson is that every time they can come up with a different lineup and stuff, and they can play stuff different stuff, have a different sound and stuff. And I have to stop saying stuff because I'm saying stuff a lot. Well, the thing is that they play the songs and they play differently. They have a different sound. And when they play the old songs, the older songs, it sounds different. And that's what interesting about Crimson in a way. But I have to say that even though I have listened to a lot of versions of this song of 21st Century Schizoid Man, this is one's my favorite, especially because I love this lineup a lot. The drummer is amazing, and that's what one of the my favorite things about them. Afterwards, they started to get drummers that were more precise and were more like square in the rhythms. But this guy's just crazy, he's going wildly, freely all over, like a jazz drummer with more swing and stuff. And it's a lot more reckless and a lot noisier and a lot. I love this version. This was recorded in 1969 in I forgot where, because I actually got like three different shows from that year, and I don't know, I got mixed them all up in my head. So anyway, that was King Crimson in 1969 with my favorite live version of 21st Century Schizoid Man. Afterwards, we heard a little bit of NYHC, New York Hardcore. Before that meant Agnostic Front and Sleep Tattoos and bandanas and basketball jerseys. This is Regan Youth playing the song USA for Anarchy. Well, actually the song is USA, but they plead on the chorus for anarchy in the USA. And well, it was a tragic death for singer Dave Rubenstein, also known, well, better known as Dave Insurgent. But anyway, the music that they left behind, I don't know, it's really good. It's really amazing. Especially this song is one of my favorites, actually. They were there. In memory of Dave Insurgent and in memory of a great band that I heard they're starting to play reunion shows. I don't know how they're gonna be, how are they gonna make it, because they had a really, I don't know if the Germs could do it, now every punk band is gonna be able to do it. I wouldn't be surprised if next year Glenn Matlock and Paul Cook and Steve Jones got together and they started the Sex Pistols without Johnny Rotten. They reunited the Pistols without Rotten. I don't know, I wouldn't be surprised, but I wouldn't be into it. I wouldn't be into a Sex Pistols reunion anyway, anyhow. Even if they dig up Sid Vicious and he started to play bass good, I would be actually a little surprised if they did it. I actually would admire if they did that, digging up Sid Vicious and actually teaching him how to play as an undead person, but that's not gonna happen, so why am I thinking about these things? So anyway, that was Regan Youth with USA, and afterwards we heard Shastur, the work, the solo band by this guy Grest. I don't know how you can pronounce him. It's W-R-E-S-T. And well, anyway, this is from his split with Leviathan. With Leviathan are amazing too. It's another one-man band. And well, the song's called "The Airy Bliss and Torture of Solitude," and it's a kick-ass band. This Shastur guy, this Rest guy, is really talented, really good, and is one of the best black metal artists of all time, I boldly pronounce here. I really like them, and I really recommend this split, because it demonstrates two great bands playing, well, not together, but playing, displaying each their style. And well, this, as I said, was the last block, and well, This is the end of the line. This is the end of the show. This was Radio Oscillator, and I'm Marco Sassani. I'm gonna leave you with something, a little treat for you, and something really good for the fans, because I'm gonna put the new song from Neurosis, from their forthcoming album, which I forgot what its name is, and they actually said that it was gonna be released in like late April or May or something. Well, the song's called Water Is Not Enough, and I gotta tell you, in the Spanish version of this radio show, I said that I wasn't sure yet how did I feel about this song, but now I can say that I really like it after listening to it more times, especially the last one. I really like it, and this new album's looking good, and anyway, it's a long-awaited album, and the last one, In the Eye of the Storm? Yeah, The Eye of Every Storm. That album, I really loved it. I mean, it was practically my introduction. Well, not my introduction, my album introduction to Neurosis, because I've always heard like songs, but never checked out. I was never available to check out an entire album, so I was finally available to do that one, the last one, The Eye of Every Storm, and I really loved it. And this album's looking really good. So anyway, I'm gonna leave you here with Water's Not Enough by the great, great influential band Neurosis, and I'm gonna see you next time. I'm not gonna say when, because last time I said, see you next week, I'm gonna do the show next week, and I didn't do it. It took me a couple of months, right, to come up with a follow-up. So anyway, see you soon. I'm Marcos Hassan, and this is Radio Oscillator. I'm leaving you with Neurosis.